If we radically underestimate sin, we really don't need an Easter, says Southern Baptist pastor Mark Coppinger. Worshippers around the world might disagree as they settle into their pews this morning. But after examining our popular culture, essayist Kathy Grossman says she finds a society that's comfortable with easy absolution for our sins.
Every generation has its Easter movie. For those who grew up in the 50s, it was Ben-Hur, a masterful mix of spectacle and straight-up Christian theology. Cut past the chariot scene to the dramatic conclusion. Charlton Heston, proud and angry, and his poor leprous mother and sister are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. It's a graphic lesson in sacrificial death and redemption from sin. But sacrifice is a tough sell today. We don't much believe in sin anymore. We may admit to a few goofs, but we tend to forgive ourselves in a Bill Clinton minute. Our American religion is upbeat universalism. We think God helps those who help themselves, that good people can earn their own salvation, that our beliefs have no eternal consequences. So Easter has become a hollow mystery for many people. If we think of Christ at all, we wonder, what's so awful about us that he has to die? Couldn't he, like, go without supper for a few days? Or just do a few turns with that cross? Thanks, Christ, but really, you shouldn't have bothered. Our Easter movie is Chocolat. Instead of Charlton Heston, we have Juliette Binoche, starring in a fable of a free-spirited woman who defies the pious mayor of a little French village. She opens a chocolate shop during Lent. She loves the outcasts and the wounded. She heals their hearts with sweets, dispensed like beatitudes. Naturally, the mayor tries to drive her out of town, but ultimately his heart melts like hot fudge. The Son of God, suffering for humanity's eternal grace, has been displaced on our cultural screens by a luscious love chef, tormented for her truffles. Religion writer Phyllis Tickle says, everyone loves the kind of sacrifice where mama doesn't buy a new dress for decades so Junior can go to college. Inconvenience for the sake of love is cool. Getting all bloodied up and thrown in the grave doesn't hack it. Whether you understand Christ's sacrifice as allegory or flesh and blood fact, the Christian Easter essential is that sin is true, consequential, and requires Christ dead and risen to be forgiven. It's Ben-Hur. But we don't have a horse in that chariot race, that theology, anymore. Our movie is Chocolat. We prefer Easter toothsome to Easter awesome. It's as if some nice fellow named Jesus went to a lot of trouble just so we could all feast on some Cadbury cream eggs.
Kathy Grossman is the religion and ethics writer at USA Today.